Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Bit of Luck Lightbringer, the track known as Ghost Fuck, and that brings us to a second week of immersion into the goth music scene. So I want to welcome everyone back. So we're gonna have the other incarnation of the great Lightbringer, the great Jason Chaos. As I understand it right now, he is currently returning home to his station to perform this interview. So I will notify him that that's okay. And what we'll do in the meantime is we're going to play maybe a second track from his lovely fiance, known as Agata. Pronounced it right this time. So we're going to do that, and then hopefully we will have the great Jason Chaos shortly. So here is Agata and Holy Spirit, and then we'll bring in the great Jason Chaos.
Take me home.
Yep. Wait a second, folks. We have a caller, actually, so this may be the man in question. So let us see if this who this is.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air. Who's
this?
Hear
me?
Yes,
hey,
there you good.
Alex. Yeah, this is Alex.
Hi.
I know about Jason. Hey, hello. Do you hear me?
Yes, I hear you. How are you? Your name's Alex?
Oh, good. How are you? How are you? Yeah, how are you, sir?
Ah, good to see you. How are you?
Yeah, this is Alex. Good. How are you?
Oh, excellent. Yeah, so we're just waiting for Jason to show up. He's a few minutes behind, but we'll start everything as soon as he checks in.
Yeah, I knew that I'm just waiting for his coming, and I just want to know about nightlife and about Michael Ehlich. You know, like he did the stuff in there, so. So we're just waiting for the Jason, right?
Yes, we are. I'll tell you what. I have your number recorded here. What we could do is maybe if you want to hang up now, we're going to play another track. And then if you'd like, or I could leave, if you'd like, I could leave you on hold for a while. It's going to be a while, though. Is that okay?
It's fine. It's fine. Yeah, maybe I'll just call back. So, push one more track and I'll call back. All right.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, and we'll hear from you in a little bit.
Thank you.
Okay. What we'll do in the meantime is we're going to play Agata, her track, The Holy Spirit, and then she's available on SoundCloud. By the way, we'll put it on the show notes. And hopefully we're going to have Jason in a moment. Agata, the Holy Spirit. And like I said, you could find her on SoundCloud and through various other outlets as well. And we'll bring her down a little bit here, fade her out. Okay, so we're still waiting, but we do have someone on the line. So let's check in.
Hello.
Hi, who's this? Hi, how are you? Hi, how do you
how
do,
you?
Eric? Very good.
Good. Two gentlemen, I believe.
Oh, okay. Excellent. Okay.
I better
unfortunately,
let you
Okay, no, that's fine. That's fine. Unfortunately, we're still waiting on Jason as well as Michael. I'm hoping they're
Okay,
going to
no
call
problem.
in momentarily. So what we
Okay,
can
no
do,
problem.
Eric, if you'd like,
I'm listening
if
to
you'd like
you.
to,
What would you like to do?
yeah, no, if you'd like, we can put you on hold, and we certainly welcome any
Sure.
questions. We have a
No,
bit of a limited show
problem.
tonight.
Yeah,
Okay,
no problem.
so
I'm on. I'm over here. I'm cooking. Put me on hold. I'm right here.
okay. Okay,
Yeah.
not a problem. We'll have you right there, and we're going to hope to have these guys on in a bit. Okay, I definitely appreciate all the callers. So, okay, a little bit of a problem getting Jason and Michael in. Ah, somebody is on. Somebody is here. So let's try this one. Okay, 6-5-6-4-6. You're on the air. Who's this?
It's Michael.
Hey, Michael, how are you? Welcome
I'm good. How
aboard.
are you? Who
Very
is the
good, very
beautiful
good.
sounding British woman that you have answering the phone?
Ah, that is, she is the Blog Talk Radio robot.
She sounds
she is everywhere.
beautiful. She sounds
Oh yes,
sexy
yeah.
and
Yeah,
worldly
she
and cosmopolitan.
Oh yes, and omnipresent.
Almost like she could be accepted anywhere around the world.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And good to have you aboard. And let's see, I see a 917 number, 917-9. And who have
You know
we?
that
Who have we here?
that I have psychic abilities, and I predict that that will be Jason Chaos.
Hey
Jason?
guys, what's up? Hey, Ed, how are you
Welcome.
doing? Hi, Michael.
Hi, Jason.
Hey, so
So
I got
yeah,
you guys on. So this is great.
yeah.
So we've 2 weeks of goth. It's a record for me. Previous record was one week in a row.
Well,
But
you're only half got this week.
well, this time last
You're
week we talked
step
about a
got.
little bit of yeah, okay. I like that. I like that. So we're here. Last week we talked to Jason about music, but this week we're talking about events, live events. And we're going to find out a lot more in the next 20, 25 minutes or so with you guys. And we have Eric on hold. I would ask him to be patient. So, but what I'm going to do is maybe we'll get into a little bit about your weekly event here. It is, correct me if I'm wrong, it's known as Outrage.
You're wrong. No, it
I'm wrong. It is.
It's called outrage. We are
It is outright.
outraged at your ignorance of the name of our party.
I love it. And okay, so it's just what is the venue for the event, or does it move, or does it stay where it is, or?
Well, hopefully it doesn't. Hopefully it stays right where it is, like Jason's
Okay.
girlfriend. They tight
Oh.
spot, so they can't go anywhere. And it's at Rumpus Room, at 249
Rumpus
Elgin
Room.
Street in the Lower East Side. Yes.
Okay. So, yeah, because I was asked that by a
And
few
when I say
people.
Jason's girlfriend, I mean all of his girlfriends, not just the one. I don't want to single anyone out. I don't want to favor anybody.
Well, I
That's
have to say, I look
it's
at the
outrage.
photos. Outrage at the
What?
Rumpus Room. And I have to say, I look at the photos, and it is quite a lovely assemblage of everybody, men and girls, but
One might say
particularly
it's
the ladies.
outrageous looking. See?
It is outrageously
Outrageous.
fine. So how did you guys meet up? Now, Michael, you started the event, or was it Jason, or?
Actually,
No,
Keoki
Michael.
started it.
Oh, yeah.
It started a few weeks before I got there. Keoki
Right.
started it like 4 weeks before, 5 weeks before I got there.
Right.
And it was the under the premise that this was to be a party that was so cool that nobody, not even Grace Jones, could get in. And
Ah.
he got what he wanted. Nobody, not even Grace Jones, was there.
Oh.
And that happened for about 4 or 5 weeks. And then because he's a DJ, he's not a promoter. And the parties that we've done together always works because I promoted them and he DJed. And when he tries to do both jobs, it would be like me trying to do both jobs. It wouldn't work. So I came in and started Outrage. And then a few months later, Jason came in.
Ah, okay. So it's definitely a team effort, different functions for you guys. And
Yeah.
so yeah. So I guess I've been calling it a goth event? I mean, is there a more proper classification for the event? I mean, is it okay for me to call it that?
I don't think there is a classification for it, which is a classification in and of itself, which is a conundrum. But because it's a little bit of everything. It's, you know, the classification is that it's a little bit of everything. It's
right,
gay, it's
right.
White,
yeah.
It's black, it's straight, it's, you know.
And that, right, and that's basically a reflection of New York. I mean, very varied, a lot of people coming from five boroughs, yeah.
I think that's more exciting. I hate going, I never go to all gay clubs. It's, to me, as bad as going to an all straight club. It's completely boring and kind of offensive a little bit.
Okay,
yeah,
no,
that's
fair enough. Yeah. Do you get out of town, a lot of out of town people coming, do you find, or like the tourism effect?
A lot of people come because I talk about it on Facebook, and when they visit New York, they kind of plan their trip around Monday so they can say, you know, stay a Monday and make sure to come to Outrage.
Oh, that's excellent. See, I have the opposite problem. I have to find a Tuesday that I could wake up late so I can come one day.
Now, do you understand the reason the airlines do that? They make it they make it less expensive. I found out what it is because I slept with somebody who worked at one of the airlines. And he said that they do that because they know that if you stay a Saturday, that means that you're not a business you're not traveling for business, and that means that they can't overcharge you.
Oh, that's interesting. I honestly didn't know that. That is interesting. Okay. And right. So that, if you encompass the Monday, then that makes sense. Absolutely. We were talking, a little bit last week about, my nightlife experience goes back to when I turned legal, 1989. So, I've seen some of the changes, 80s, early 90s. How do you think it's different now than it was back then, let's say?
Horrible.
How are you guys?
I wouldn't say it's horrible. It's just different. It's evolved.
We killed it with the internet.
True. The Clubland now compared to Clubland then is the same basically as New York City now compared to New York City then. The city has changed, so it makes sense that the Clubland would change. Along with the city, it's changed in exactly the same way. It's become more homogenized and less extreme and more, you know, it won't shock the soccer moms and the NASCAR dads.
Right. I think the word I hear people say is it's more antiseptic now, the city. It's
right.
Just,
for the soccer moms and the NASCAR dads. They like that.
Exactly. That's a good way to put it. Jason.
You may need antiseptic. Right. You're the outrage.
From my experience, I feel like nightlife today is like it's been really lost. I'm like kind of in between from Michael's generation. I started really young, going to clubs like age 14 with fake IDs. I actually went to Limelight a couple of times, and I know Michael from Limelight, and I was just a high school kid going with a fake ID. And it was much more.
Wait a minute, that was you?
and it was so much different than how it was. Because I started again nightlife like over 10 years ago, and it was more, you know, I was working more with the goth scene and all that. But now, like, I'm in the middle between Michael's generation, my generation, and the new generation.
Right.
And I think my generation kind of messes the club scene because everyone's on the internet and probably watching porn instead, you know.
Everybody claims that they miss all of they were born in the wrong decade and they wish they would have been around back then and they missed the scene and they wish there were events like that. But when we try and have an event like we had 20 years ago, they come to me horrified. Oh my God, there's a naked woman on the invitation. Oh my God, they're mentioning pay holes. Oh my, oh my God, my grandmother saw that.
I don't understand. It tends to be true. Yeah, I agree with you. A lot of people, like, their shock level has gone.
It's all changed.
Yeah. The tolerance has gone down, the shock tolerance. Mm-hmm. I mean, I remember even up in the Bronx how things were so different in the 80s, and it would probably horrify a lot of people I live up here in Westchester with now. But It seemed before
yeah,
we bring in our call.
Too.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. I was North
Bronx.
Bronx, but. Oh, okay. Okay. So yeah, we both kind of remember the hip hop thing as it was exploding.
Yeah,
and
I totally remember the whole beginning of hip hop.
Yeah, I didn't appreciate it enough. I don't think I tell people that.
Oh, I did.
Did.
I appropriated it right away with the fake Gucci, shirts and the Kazoo glasses. I did everything.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's just and the sort of the nostalgic appreciation of it now goes to show you how good it was. So.
Yes, and it's the same with the Club Kids. I think the Club Kids, well, hip hop, and then the Club Kids. I think they were the two last really authentic. What's the fruit that doesn't have any pesticides in it? The expensive fruit from Whole Foods, you know. whatever it's called, where it's natural and it doesn't have any, you know, it's not grown from like genetically modified, whatever. Organic.
That's a good analogy.
Were the last kind of organic scenes that just sprung forth out of a necessity.
Yeah.
Now because of the internet and the fractioning of people and niche marketing and everything, there are more scenes, but they're smaller and will have a little lesser of an impact.
Right.
Yeah. And also,
right.
You know, like how we do invites on the internet, I would assume we would get more people's attention. And these guys, they were in the '90s, they didn't have no internet. And they got more people than how we could today. It's like incredible.
But that's kind of obvious because everybody's, even I'm desensitized, and I have only had it for a few years, and I'm already desensitized to, you know, being bombarded with thousands of invitations and pictures and, you know, and memes and whatever. Nobody
would you anymore. Guys like? Yeah. Would you guys like to take a call? We have, we've had Eric on hold for a while. 917, is that okay?
Yeah, sure. I mean,
okay.
Yeah.
Has he been on hold long enough? I don't know.
Yep, here we go. Eric, you're on the air.
Hey. Oh, I'm no stranger to waiting for Michael, so don't worry about that.
Oh, okay.
When he comes on set, he usually takes his time there, but we always love him, though.
So. Oh, okay.
Anyway,
are you?
What's that?
Go ahead. No, go on ahead.
These two gentlemen are in a film that I made, a trilogy called Vampikers. Where
you owe me $25 for my daily stipend. I didn't get my lunch that day.
Really?
Last day of filming.
Michael, we fed you. Remember Nathan?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And Nathan, you got them there. No, you know,
they fed me drugs and amphetamine in order to get me out of bed so I could film.
Oh, my goodness.
I got nothing but good things to say about both these guys. Jason came later in the film, maybe about 2 weeks ago, and I shot him, and he was fantastic. He really prepared for it.
Oh, thank you.
Sort of like a Vincent Price sort of, you know.
He didn't prepare for it, Eric. That's how he really is.
it was a perfect role.
It worked. And Michael is very talented. I mean, you know, a lot of times it was not simple to get him, you know, into a scene. But once he was in the scene, he was very good. Every scene that he did is convincing. So, you know, I mean, when you guys,
I'm not even going to notice that backhanded compliment.
No, that wasn't bad. So listen, these two guys are nightlife kings, you know. But at the same time, you're going to see them in a film where they actually do some good acting with Michael Musto and Lilo Brancato and Ron Jeremy. So it's going to be at Tony Orchard is going to distribute it probably in June.
So when is it going to be? Or
where can we find that?
That's going to be like on Netflix, Amazon. It's going to stream. And we still have the ability to show it in festivals. So it isn't like we're clamped and stuck. But anyway, these two guys were nice, and they came down and they acted in my film. And you know, I love going to the club. Michael threw a birthday party for me one time. It was nice, and he got, you know, because he told me, I said, Michael, can you come shoot on Sunday? He goes, it's hard to shoot on Sunday. He goes, Eric, can you come to my party on Monday? I said, Michael, it's hard to come to, you know, Monday night. And then he goes, well, it's hard to shoot on Sunday, Eric. And then he says to me, I said to him, it's my birthday. He goes, I'll throw your birthday party. Let me tell you, that man threw the best birthday party, one of the best birthday parties I've ever had. And I really was shocked. It was great.
You're just saying.
No,
you need me for another day filming, don't you?
This is what he does. That's still, you know, that's still, you know. So anyway, I don't want to take too much of your time, but these two talented gentlemen are in my film, Vampikers. It's called Vampikers, the trilogy. And you definitely are going to see another side to them.
Oh, thanks, Eric. You're the man, too.
I look forward to that.
Yeah. Thank you, Eric.
No problem.
Thanks, Eric. Thank you for calling.
Pick up your package now.
Thank you so much, Eric. And I love working with you also.
Hey, continued success to all of us, all right? Maybe we all
I wouldn't go that far.
We're like a snowball.
No, Eric is
I played God, and I didn't even get paid.
Well, God.
Oh, was that your actual role? Were you God in the movie?
Doesn't...
He played God. He played God.
Yeah.
Oh, because cool. What happened? Amazing.
There was this guy who was supposed to play a role. He was about 60-something. He came down and shot photography for me twice. And, you know, he's I don't want him to say his name, but he was a well-known photographer. And, you know, the third time he says, well, usually I get paid when I come down. And I'm thinking, well... Oh, you know, okay, don't come down this time. You don't get the money. So anyway, I was stuck with this role of God, and Freaking Rachel, who was Michael's friend, said to me, oh, you could put Michael in the movie. And right away I thought, well, maybe he could play the role of God. But then I met him. He was young. I was like, you don't look like an old man, you know, like a Moses looking. I was thinking like an old guy, you know. But yeah. Michael...
God would never be an old man. God would have Botox and fillers and make sure that he's very young looking.
Yep. So he looked at me and he goes, oh, he said, I want to do it. And I was like, but I didn't realize that when he said he wanted to do it, he would do so many scenes. It was crazy. Anyway, but he did it again.
Excellent.
And Michael Musso. All right. Michael Musso together with a lot of teams.
Okay. Well, Eric, I want to just thank you for calling, and we're seeing a new side of these gentlemen. All right.
Yeah.
Great. Good to have you.
And now we continue the show, brought to you by Vamp Biker 3.
Okay. Well, we do what we'll do, gents.
We
we're going to run
about
an extra
3 next time.
Absolutely. Yeah, maybe we'll in the future. We'll if you guys want to talk about that. We do have another caller, if you'd like, and we could run an extra 10 minutes, if that's okay. Maybe 5 to 10 minutes more, if you'd like. We have this appears to be coming in from Kentucky. Does that sound familiar to anyone?
Why is my like old grandma?
I don't know. I don't know. It's 859. You're on the air.
Hi. I actually live in Chicago, but I
apologize
Chicago.
For that.
Chicago.
Chicago.
Chicago, that's right. We don't have any clubs.
What's your name?
Where
I'm
do you
sorry.
Live in Chicago.
Here. It's very different.
Where do you live in Chicago?
I live actually at a place called Palos, which is like outside of Chicago. But
I used to. I grew up near Chicago. I love Chicago.
Oh, really?
It's a beautiful city.
Actually, I had a question. Oh, yeah. It is, sure. But I like New York way better. okay.
We win.
This question is for Michael.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Alley?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Hi. I had a question. I don't know if it's sensitive, but a few years ago, I saw your...
sensitive. So I sometimes have to use it... Oh, that wasn't the question. Oh, go ahead.
No. I saw your movie documentary a few years ago. My question was, yeah.
Now I get to say which one.
It was the movie. I'm a Party Monster.
The movie or the documentary?
The movie. I wanted to ask, does that, like, do you feel like that ever disdained you, or do you think it made you even more powerful today?
I don't think it did either. I think it did neither. it did both, and they kind of balanced out each other. It didn't do me any harm or good. Well, it did me a lot of harm, and it did me a lot of good, but they kind of balanced each other out. So I don't think it made any difference. It didn't move anywhere.
I can see what you mean there. one more question.
I mean, more people know about me, but they know more terrible things about me. So, you know.
Right. That's what I thought.
but all of those terrible things aren't true.
Right.
Most of them, in fact, aren't. So, you know.
Right. Which I watch many documentaries, and I feel like that's how they make money. As they take something and make it more dramatized.
Yeah, it's interesting that they have to take a story that's already so crazy and they have to normalize it a little bit in order to make people believe it.
Right. Right. Do you also think that it's possible that the club scene will be as big as it used to be? Or do you think that's kind of something that's,
I mean,
you know,
anything is possible.
Generation.
Anything is possible. In 1988, we didn't believe it would. It was the scene was dying in 1988 after Andy Warhol died, and all the clubs were closing, and there was only one left. And we all were looking for jobs at McDonald's because we didn't think that there would ever be a club scene again. And then a year later, it all happened again. So, but it happened because of a bunch of things happened all at the same time in order to make that happen. And you need like a real estate crash, and you need a lot of empty real estate. And landlords that are desperate to rent to anybody. And you need a liberal lit mayor and liberal community boards and a drug problem, and we've got like one or two of those things. But the internet now has kind of made it so that even if we have all those things, people just like to stay home, and we find that even when they are offered a new big club, they like the idea of going to one, but when it comes to actually going, they don't want to get dressed.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, very interesting.
That's amazing.
Nice talking to you. It was nice meeting you.
Okay.
You too.
All right. Thank you very much for calling.
Thanks.
Okay.
Yeah. Thanks.
Yeah, it's funny that you mentioned, I mean, obviously in the intervening years, Michael, not only, of course, the club scene or whatever you want to call it has changed, I guess, kind of human nature over time has changed the way we interact with each other too.
The Tinder, even when we were around, the club scene had changed dramatically from what it was before, which was disco.
Right. Right. Exactly.
Yeah, it was new. It was changing into new wave and freestyle, and then house music.
Right.
And then hip hop.
Right. Yeah. We remember all that too. Yes, absolutely.
Right.
You know, it's funny. I guess back then you could almost say like the club back then, and maybe even Jason can kind of testify this. It was the club, like, hey, I'm going to Webster Hall. I'm going to, you know, wherever the tunnel, just throwing a name out there. You know, that's where I'm going. Now it seems
to get in limelight.
True. Oh, limelight. Well, let's not downplay that. But now it's kind of about more. I mean, it's lesser, but it's about the event now. You know, like I'm going to Outrage, or I'm going to Salsa Fest, or I'm going. You know, it seems to be more event oriented than club oriented now.
Yeah, there are.
Which means it doesn't have to be at a club.
Right. Well, parties never had to be at a club, but the clubs each had personalities back then, and clubs don't really have those kinds of personalities. They're all kind of the same personality, really.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, I could tend to agree with that. Let's see. Would you like to take another call from 609 Land? I think that's Jersey.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
let's try this. A lot of fans. Hi, 609, you're on the air.
Hey, hello, sir.
Hi. Oh, you called earlier,
hi.
Right?
This Alex, hi, sir. How are you doing?
I'm doing well.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah.
Hi,
go ahead, Alex.
So is it the Jason in your studio?
I'm here, Jason. Jason? Oh,
cool,
yeah.
Cool. So I have a question about Nightfall, about our
about English.
Yeah, I have a question about Nightfall.
You don't have to be nervous here.
I have a question about his nightlife. So, and there about like Michael Ehrlich. Maybe here you're telling me something about that.
What's the question?
The question is about nightlife. You know, I mean, I just
listen to lyrics, and I just like want to know more about the nightlife, you know.
Well, I think you just heard some of it.
I'm going to have a very difficult time crunching all of that into 2 minutes. That's kind of a very general question.
Yeah.
He wants to know all about nightlife.
Are you talking specifically about their event? Are you talking about their event or just general?
Yeah, just general. I mean, like, lyrics just help me, you know, in my life, and I just want to know, like, what Jason, what he wants to do next, you know, how he wants to improve his band, and where I can, like, you know, find their concert, where I can come to the concert and listen to their, like, in life, you know.
Well, he has his fiancée as a lead singer now for his band, so he's improved his band that way.
Yeah, that is a good question. Yeah. Let me just put Alex. Jason, so you've got obviously the musical thing going on in conjunction with Agata. And how does your alter ego, Lux, feel about you doing this outrage thing, first of all?
I thought Jason was the alter ego.
There you go.
Jason is the vessel. He's the vessel of Lux Lightbringer. Lux Lightbringer is
He's a vessel. So you're a sub.
Yeah.
Interesting.
But how is it?
All right.
But in other words, an outrage?
Yeah, basically, what's next for you now? You're kind of the curator of outrage. How will you use this to sort of maybe step up your own music career? Can you work both together?
Yeah, of course. Like, it's great to work things together, music and clubs and, you know, hosting.
Jason is going to be a married man very soon. He's not going to be able to go to nightclubs and play rock and roll.
You know, this Michael's got a point there, Jason, and Lux.
He's going to be home walking the dog and drying the dishes and Wheel of Fortune.
Wheel of Fortune. and play lottery. And watch baseball.
And hopefully one day hit it big.
All you need is a dollar and a dream.
I want to say how I feel about nightlife is good for me because I'm actually not only like in a band, I'm also like hosting. So I'm hosting other parties. So it helps with, you know, both terms, like for my music and for like bringing the music people to the clubs and just like it kind of circulates.
Well, it's also a good testing ground for him to perform and kind of see how the audience reacts to a certain type of music or a certain song or whatever, and then he can kind of fine tune that later on, just kind of fix whatever, you know.
Yeah, and also what helps me.
All right. So what is their coming event, for example, tomorrow maybe, or the day after tomorrow
Jason, why don't you tell him, the caller, what you have planned for Monday?
You've been speaking about some music, like our music and all that, we are very like metal and grunge. So Michael was kind of like was shocked because I was going to do Outrage, like a grunge 90s metal night.
Yeah, doesn't that sound exciting? Grunge night at Outrage?
Two things, right? Because
it is classic.
I'm already planning your outfit.
I mean, like, I know our music, I know sometimes our music is kind of like overlaps the tradition, like 90s, you know, club kids music and all that. And, you know, it's kind of like a mix kind of thing. So I would say, you know, it's kind of like new and different, but I don't know, like how people feel to it. Yeah, that too. But I feel like, you know, having the rock people and like, you know, the club kids and the goth and all these like mixed crowd, because, you know, could be together more. And so Alex,
well, they need to be together more because they learn from each other. The club kids learn from the rock scene and from even hip hop scene. In fact, the club kids came out of the hip hop scene. So it seems kind of when they intermingle in a club, they get ideas from each other, and then that's how scenes grow and evolve into something else. And when they stop
doing that, have you thought about getting Right. Have you thought about getting maybe more of the current, well, not current hip hop, but maybe going a little out? What kind of live, what I'm getting at is what kind of live, other than Jason, what live performers do you have there?
We've had Edith Pop and Uncle Meg and Job Academy and a lot of like the new kids coming out of Brooklyn. And on Monday, we've got, he's a performer kind of, Avi Miller. It's mostly, I call them young kids because that's what they seem like to me. And they're in their 20s. I mean, they're all 21.
Okay. No, that's all that counts. That's it. They're paying their dues and they're 21. So you got a little, basically at Outrage, you have an amazing scene. You have people dressed in fascinating ways. You have a very diverse New York City crowd. You have some live music and you have just people interacting with each other. Anything else that happened?
You
like
don't
any
have
kind of
people on iPhones.
That is good.
You don't have people standing around on phones. Yeah, people are interacting with each other. And they're doing what they used to do in clubs, which is artists are meeting designers, are meeting, you know, songwriters, are meeting, you know, whatever, and they're collaborating on projects and making things happen, which is great for New York City.
Mm-hmm. Right. That is great for New York City. It's part of New York City. You know, everybody talks about the buildings,
really,
the tourist attractions.
Well, really, when you think about it, it's kind of all of New York City, because New York City is known as the innovative city of the world, where the young and the, you know, if you can make it here, you can make it anywhere, which is true. What that really means is it's so hard to make it here. If you can make it here, you can pull the wool over anybody's eyes. And they're right.
Yeah. So before we go, we got a few minutes and we're going to wrap it up now. Michael, I guess you've gotten more into art now, as I understand. Are you kind of moving into that a little bit more?
I am. I'm too old to be babysitting Jason and his wife. I'm painting. I've got an art exhibit coming up in a month or two in January in Los Angeles. And I'm working on the clothing line, and I've got two books that I'm working on and just a million other things.
Amazing.
Yeah, but
amazing.
He's also working with us at the party. But
of course. Part of it.
Far distant.
Again, it's a good testing ground for me. It was a clothing line. It's, you know, that's what clubs used to be. It used to be like all these young designers and musicians and artists kind of using the club as a laboratory to test ideas. And some of them fly and some of them don't. Some of them become, you know, hip hop and disco, new wave. And some of them become, you know, Schwarzkopf or whatever, you don't didn't make it, you know. So but you know, the few that make it really make it.
Right that's a very good
I
way to put it. So now we'll be
the last one that came out of the club scene, and maybe one of the last to come out of the club scene.
Right. That may be very well true. Yeah, but now we'll be seeing some of your stuff at Outrage and similar events. Fashion and art. Excellent. Excellent. All right. That's good. That's good. All right. So what we'll do, seconds again, so I must depart now. I'm actually even a little over, but I think we did very well here conveying what Outrage is all about. So I want to thank you, gentlemen, for joining me.
And, thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
Great. Great. Continued success to you guys, and what we'll do is we'll take it out with another Lux Lightbringer song, and I don't want Chaos to get jealous.
You promise.
So let's see. Or we could do Ghost Fuck again. Should we do Ghost Fuck again? Because you need a little problem. Or should we do the old
Ghost
one?
Fuck again. It's the song that runs with you and your fiance.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's take it out with that. And take care, gents. Have a great week and a great Monday.
Thank you so much for having us.
Okay. Anytime. Bye-bye. I'm a fool.
guitar.